This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. July hard red winter wheat, 769 and a quarter, up one. September, 775 and three quarters, up one and three quarters. Soft July wheat, 670 and three quarters, up a quarter. September, 681 and a half, up one. July corn, 473 and a half, unchanged. September, 471 and three quarters, down a half. December, 471 and a half, down a half. July soybeans are 1484 and a half, up 14 and three quarters. November, 1240 and a half, up 8 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 492.70, up $6. July soybean oil, 40.09, up 2 cents. June live cattle, 138.70, down 5. May feeders, 189.40, up 35. And June lean hogs, 119.65, and they are up 105. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, if December sits where it is in the corn market, it will mean six straight down days. And the question has to be asked, at what level do we find some support with a long three-day weekend ahead of us?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right now. I think when you look at the big deal is we go back to March 3rd and you got a 471.5 bottom. You know, today we actually broke that, went down to 470.5. The next level of support for me would be the 460.25 low that we put in February, and so not a very nice looking picture. We have support at the 138% retracement too at that 457.75, but you know, we're planting. That's the name of the game. You know, we weren't that far off the average on Monday, and this coming Monday, I think, might be our last opportunity when it comes to the corn, you know, to either trade sideways or trade lower, depending upon how much we've actually gotten in this week.
Why are traders of a mindset that the crop is made?
Well, that's pretty typical for them at this time of year, Dave. Anytime we get close to that 80% level, that's where they're at. And I think some of the biases, we lost a lot of acres, you know, up in North Dakota this year, 1.3 million in the Dakotas, basically. So, you know, they're looking at it and saying, well, there's 2.95 million acres up in Dakota. We had more than that for prevented plant last year. But the flip side of things is, more acres you lose in Dakota, the higher your average goes everywhere else. And I think they're hearing the same thing that we're hearing. More corn-on-corn acres. Guys who never did corn-on-corn are actually doing corn-on-corn. Don't ask me why. I've been hearing it this entire week and all of last week. But, you know, the traders hear those types of things too. So, you know, they have a short-term focus. And I think we have to be very careful. When you get to Wednesday of a holiday week, you start to see a lot of things go on, evening in positions. You got guys who are taking off tomorrow and Friday already.
That's right.
You know, so these are never good days to really hang your hat on when it comes to necessarily the direction of the market.
Or they're at the CME annual meeting and they are screaming.
Yes, because they're trying to reduce the board members. Yes,
right.
That's possible. That's very possible.
So they're in one of those places.
That's right.
So if you're a hedger and you're looking at this and you did make some increment at a higher price, so you have some portion of your crop protected either with a forward contract or you did something in options, and now you're seeing this decline. I know patience is definitely going to be the virtue here, but barring problems through pollination season, do we get back up to 517?
Barring no problems during pollination, in other words, if we have a really good pollination, I would think it would be pretty darn tough. The only thing that could possibly do that for us in that scenario would be a big increase in usage. In other words, you know, exports above 1.9, mm-hmm. which doesn't seem realistic, but you never know. A lot of people didn't think 1.9 was possible. So, you know, you have to have something done. You really don't have a choice. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. You've got to be prepared for whatever the market's going to give you. If you make sales, and let's say we're going to go up to 517, then you should have some reownership in place. If you haven't done anything, you need to protect the downside. That upside's never going to kill your business. It's a downside that's going to hurt you.
I have never seen the February USDA yield projections hit in corn in the time I've been sitting in this seat in about 10 or 11 years. Mm-hmm. So my bias, because I've never seen it, is that it isn't going to happen again this year. And I wonder, given the slow planting that we had and not a quote-unquote perfect planting season, we've already taken off a bushel or two off the top potential.
Well, you know, and I know what you're talking about, that 165.3.
Right.
When you look at last year, you know, on last month's report, last year they took off 5.6 bushels off of their February projection. This year they chose to do nothing, and for good reason, because we were actually slightly ahead of last year. Now we'll see once when we come into this next USDA report. I would expect that unless we are 90% planted on Monday night, we will probably lose one or two bushels. There's no doubt. Then the question will come up, well, have we picked up any acres or are we actually losing acres? Mm-hmm. And that's the million-dollar question on the corn market.
All right, turn our attention to the soybeans, which in what was much a choppy and sideways trading affair yesterday in the November, found itself exploding to the upside.
It certainly did, and you know, I think some of that is it's being dragged along with the July beans, which went up to 1501 yesterday. They're currently at 1486. That's being supported by the report this morning that said China bean imports were up 53% in April over last April and 32.6% for the same period last year. DDG imports for China, which of course supports corn, were up 252% and 290% year on year, 98% year on year. Those definitely are having an impact. excuse me. I think that when you look at the bean market, the volatility in that market is absolutely unbelievable. The volatility in the options in that market are wild. If you look at November, there's just a huge position sitting at the $12 level, about 25,000 contracts, and no doubt those will probably get, you know, rolled up and moved up into this 1240, 1250 area. This is a good area. I think this is a great opportunity. I wouldn't be surprised, and especially in talking with guys, if we lose corn acres up in the Dakotas, we are definitely going to pick up some additional bean acres. Now, the North Dakota's last planting insurance date is the 24th.
Right.
And 25th for South Dakota.
South Dakota, right.
Yep. Talk to guys up there. They're telling me, we'll plant into the first week of June. That won't be a problem if we can do it. So, you know, because they're committed. They have fertilizer on a lot of that land. And so that'll be the big wild card, whether or not they actually follow through and do that or whether the weather allows them to do that. But The bean number I look at as a great opportunity for anybody who's raising beans to get some kind of protection in place, because ultimately, I don't think that we're way off believing that this number could be back down to the $11 or below $11 at some point in time in this growing season.
Well, USDA puts the average cash price of Novi beans around 9 and change.
Well, I think that might be a little too severe, but, you know, it's especially in light of the demand situation, you know, that could change. But you did see John Deere come out and said their economist said 10.25.
Right.
So everybody has different opinions. You know, it's a situation where I do think we're bouncing today, too, because farmers are out planting. Commercials have been huge buyers this morning in the marketplace, and that usually says to me that, you know, we're getting to the point where we're tight on the old crop stocks, and it's going to take something to get these guys to let it go. And so they're protecting themselves. You know, if they believe that they may have to pay the farmer more, they're going to buy the market. But it'll be interesting to see how we close out the week.
And I think that's going to be exceedingly important.
Yes, yes, because can we hold these levels that we're at, or are we actually going to find ourselves in a position where we start to break down? because okay. farmers are willing to sell at this level, or maybe South America is willing to sell at this level. Today we popped right up and tested the trend line from the April 30th through okay. through Monday. Couldn't get through it.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.